Gwei, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Spilling Labrador Tea Under Cedar Trees with Kate and Mads.
Yes, hello everybody. Hope everyone's been doing well.
Yeah, I mean, we died.
We've been dead for 8 years.
For actually. 8 years.
We've been haunting this podcast.
We throw in a random Instagram posting every now and then to be like, hey, we're still here. No, for sure. We were very excited to be getting back at it. Oh my gosh. But I mean, the entirety of this episode is just going to be a wrap up of season two. You know, that ended back in what? May? June?
June 30th was the last time we recorded.
Yeah, it's coming to you live in October.
Yeah, it's raining here.
Oh, no, it's kind of overcast here, but it's like 20 degrees, so can't complain.
Oh my gosh, it's finally 11.
You mean it's not 26 degrees anymore?
Climate change.
The way it was pouring rain here, and then it was like, you're like, it's 26 degrees here. And I was like, Jesus.
It was insane.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we hope you all really enjoyed season two. We really enjoyed recording it. We know it was some heavy conversations and just a lot of new things that we personally got to learn from it. Do you have any highlights, or do you have any, like, a specific episode that you really enjoyed? I mean, we can't pick favorites
because they're all our friends. No, I really enjoyed season two for sure. Like, of course, I'm a little bit biased since I work in international cooperation. Yes. But like, I think it was really important and really special that we were able to create that space for so many Indigenous youth in different parts of the world to share their story.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed the common thread of like what everybody was proud about, of like food, family, and like their territory.
Yeah.
Like their favorite things that they loved about being Indigenous.
Mm-hmm.
Then of course too, I think it's always very fascinating, very sad and creepy of how fast colonizers learn from each other,
right? And like, I think with Korea's episode, I think that was like the probably one of the scarier ones of like how fast it happened. But it was also there was a lot of hope behind it as well, and the fact of like how, like, the turnaround of like starting to rebuild and getting all that back. But at the same time, it's, you can see like how it doesn't take much to devastate an entire group of people and basically put them back to having to rebuild from the beginning in some sense, and the loss that occurred, that like there isn't going to necessarily be able to get back, but it's good to see that there are so many people that are like, that's something they're proud of being able to do and take part in. But yeah, also I really enjoyed that everyone just has like such a good sense of humor and like are just like beautiful, kind, strong people that are happy, not happy, but like they want to get their community story out there, and but also like have so much positive things to say, and it's not just in the negative. It's just like, this is a horrible shit that happened, but like, look how beautiful we are. Like, that's, I think that's what I really enjoyed out of it, was just seeing like the hope and the joy that everyone has and like the connection that they're either building or have for their culture and their people.
Definitely. And I think it's so nice that like almost everybody, pretty much everybody, invited us to go.
Yeah.
And visit their homes.
We're traveling. I get called a jet setter now. Like, that's an interesting term I've never would have applied to myself, but now I'm like, I have so many places to go.
Yeah, so many places to go, so many friends to see, so much food to eat.
Right. Yeah. Lots of, still so many more stories to hear, and hopefully we get to take part in that sooner rather than later.
Totally. Yeah. No, I really enjoyed season two. It was a lot of fun. And I am looking forward to season three, which we'll talk about in another episode.
What?
That we're going to record after this one.
No, it's the third one we're recording today. The way that we like put off recording episodes, and we're like, we're just going to do three in one day, just to get that going, get that ball rolling. Yeah, no, I'm trying to think of, like, there's so many great things that came out of season two as well. It was really cool to see the connection that, like, some of our guests made together. And then we also, like, I still have, like, G and Ara sometimes send me, like, stuff that they're learning about what's going on in Korea, or, like, stuff that's around the conversations that we had. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really cool. And just getting to see that everyone else, it sparked something in them as well to keep, like, going and furthering that if it's not something that they were already doing.
Definitely. And I saw that Charity, mm-hmm. one of our last couple episodes guests, she won an award too.
Well, that's so awesome.
Yeah. Through WWF, for, like, International Climate Activist.
Do you know what the acronym stands for?
No.
Okay. I'm just asking. Just just so we could clarify for...
It's the panda?
Yes. 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 It's, like, the world's... Anyways, look it up, people. It's the panda. I think I've done fundraising for that.
Yeah, I think everybody has to do it in school. Yeah. But yeah, she won an award.
That's so cool. Congratulations to Charity. We love you, and that is amazing. And we know you're going to keep doing such wonderful work. And we're very happy that you got to be a part of this podcast, and we got to have you on. And I'm just so proud of everybody. Everyone's doing such good things.
It's so awesome to see. And of course, like, we have so much gratitude for CRE, mm-hmm. for being able to, like, support all the lovely people we got to have on our team, and mm-hmm. all the guests that we got to have.
Yeah.
We did, like, what, like, 13 episodes? 10 guests?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, and then we had, like, double ups too, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, it was great. And then, unfortunately, like, we had some more guests line up, and it didn't end up panning out, but... People are super busy, and that's why we're just so thankful we got the guests that we did. Yeah. Yeah. It's not easy. One, it's not, like, the most cheerful conversation to have, so not a lot of people are willing to talk about it, unless that's, like, their normal, you know, area to be chatting. It makes it a little bit easier. But also, like, everyone's got lives.
Also, we were working within many different time zones.
That too. That was fun. Really enjoyed that. We're becoming experts, though, of being like, we have to do it at this specific time.
Because it's this time.
It's appropriate for everybody. Like, it'll be like, it'll only be like 7 p.m. for you. It's 11 a.m. where they are.
I know. I think I need to get one of those walls that just have clocks in different times. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, we got the around the world fucking clocks going on. Yeah. No. That would make it so much easier. It's like me, like, Googling, being like, what is the time zone in New Zealand right now? What time is it? And then trying to do the math. And I don't know why, but I do, like, neurodivergent math of being like, I know this time and this time equals this time, but if I subtract 3 off of that, we've got this time. Like,
my favorite is someone recently asked me to do a call when they're in Kenya.
Yeah.
And while we were... in the States, and I was like, if it's this time here, what time is it in Kenya? We're 4 hours from now. Yeah. And Jessica looked at me like, why are you asking?
We always turn it into, like, that, those math equations of being like, if the train leaves this station this time and it's going this fast, when will they connect?
Yeah,
that's basically what it turns into. That's us in the subways. But
yeah.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Yeah, and I think we could probably touch on what's going on in the next couple weeks, because that ties into season two. What are we getting up to?
What aren't we getting up to?
Why am I traveling to you?
Oh my goodness.
We're going to play charades again, because the mics weren't working earlier. Just hand signals.
Yes, you are coming to me. Because first things first, we have a Cooperation Canada conference to go to in Ottawa.
We can't enjoy time together. It's work.
It's work. And only for a couple days, because then we're going to spend the rest of the time back in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. And we, as probably most of you have seen or are going to see, because I don't know if we've made a post yet. We will have probably by the time we post this. We have been selected to partake in Imaginative again. And
where are you? That was posted like 2 weeks ago.
Hey, you know what? I don't look at our socials. So everyone knows we've been selected for Imaginative. So we're going to be going and taking part in that again. And we used the lovely episode, Say, Don't Colonize, starring G and Ara. And so we're really excited for their story to be shared on a much broader scale. And fingers crossed we win something this time.
Fingers crossed, everybody.
But we're really excited to be able to take a part of what we've learned and bring it to a bigger stage. Not that podcast platforms aren't a big stage, but like to like bring it into the art world, and I think that's really cool and looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. I think it was really neat last year how there was only like what, like 9 submissions,
yeah,
and like this time there's like 17. Mm-hmm. So like even in that 1 year it's almost doubled in the podcasting space,
yeah,
which is really awesome. And looking forward to going back and seeing some familiar faces and meeting some new people. Mm-hmm. Would love to get in on some industry days.
We honestly just would love to get into anything at this point.
I know the one movie that Madeline and I would love to see, we can't get tickets for.
We're going to a party. That's literally all we have tickets for at the moment. I mean, not that I'm not here for it, but I gotta fly out the next morning too. So no. Imaginative is beautiful. It's great to be able to see like other people's works, both like visual and film and whatnot. It was a lot of fun last year, and I think it's just going to be just as beautiful this year. Looking at the lineup for things, mm-hmm. Just trying to get into the shows is we were struggling.
Yeah, folks move fast.
They really do. But it makes sense because like looks beautiful. Well, the one we want to watch looks really freaking cool. So no wonder mm-hmm. it filled up. But yeah, I'm ready to go play like random games in that off room. Again,
I love that's like video games that like youth have made,
yeah,
and like other professionals, and it's just so, it's so cool, it's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and listening to people's processes I think is really interesting as well. Mm-hmm. Like how they came into that space and like why. And yeah, no, I think it's gonna be a lot of fun again. And we get to do something really cool, and we're in Toronto. What do we get to do?
We are going to go hang out at the TikTok office.
Heck yeah, we are. The TikTok studio.
The TikTok studio, which is going to be wicked fun. We're probably going to try to do some recording there. But yeah. Also, I don't know what we're going to do. We have like what, 2 TikTok videos out? Like
we're gonna get better at this.
I was like, Reese does all of our social media stuff. So I'm gonna get better at this. I'm working on it. I've been posting more. I have.
Yep.
You can't see her face, but she's like, uh-huh. Do I still not use hashtags? Yeah.
That's neither here nor there. The more important thing is that we're going to the TikTok studio. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. It is. And that's a side that like we've been like slowly trying to get into, and like also getting to hear like, because Caitlin's friends with someone who works for TikTok. And bless Alec for housing us while we're going to be in Toronto. Very mm-hmm. much looking forward to finally getting to meet in person. Axeman. I haven't met him yet, so I'm looking forward to finally getting to meet him. Heard lots about him. But it's also just really cool to, like, get to hear, like, the new, like, goals that TikTok has to be able to, like, uplift more Indigenous influencers and just media
creators.
Yeah. I was like, the word's there, but my mouth is not working. But yeah, just like, so everyone has another platform that they can be able to produce on and get their stories out there. I mean, we just loved for other people's voices to be heard, and it's another way for another educational tool that people can use to be able to get both beautiful things out there, and also just to be able to get help as well for communities and get action for a lot of initiatives. So, what kind of TikTok videos do you want to make?
I don't know. I want to make some. I think we should definitely make some for while we're in Imaginative.
Yeah.
And I think us, like, touring the offices. And we can collab on TikToks, even a part of just the cats.
Honestly.
We put the headphones on the cats and pretend they have a podcast too.
They do. I currently have a cat. Well, actually, both of them. They're just on opposite sides of the couch. But is Petunia also, like, asleep in the office right now with you?
No, she's eating.
Because I was like, remember what we do in the house and the cats would be crazy and then they just pass out while we're recording?
Yeah.
Bless. That's what they're doing.
No, she's having her snack.
No, she's like, she's having dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot.
Her eighth dinner.
Her eighth dinner. Her eighth dinner. Yeah. No, for sure. Do we want to learn a TikTok dance?
Oh, we could.
I think that would be so painful. But I think it would be also be hilarious.
We could play into one of those other trends that don't involve us dancing. Like the Kardashian.
I was like, are we just doing... I do have a recording of you shaking salad. Saying you can't just record people.
While they're shaking salads. Yeah.
No, for sure. We'll find a soundbite that works for us to voice out. Or lip sync too. Exactly. Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Yeah, no. So... we have lots of big things coming up, and we're getting really excited to be able to share all of that with you. And honestly, just getting back at it, because we know you guys miss us. It's okay. You don't have to lie. I know you miss me.
Good God.
I don't talk to people anymore. So. Oh my God, Petunia.
Petunia has joined the chat.
Yep.
She's my executive producer.
She's just a tail. That's all she is in this camera.
She's very bossy.
You know what executive producers have to be? They got to get stuff done.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's like, how else will I have all the treats?
She's like, you guys will never get recordings done if I'm not here to push you into action.
Yeah, 100%.
She's like, I'm going to chew on all these cords.
To remind you.
You have work to do.
Yeah, deadlines, everybody. Deadlines.
Yeah.
No, it's been super great. And also in the next episode, we'll share more things that we have done.
Yes.
So you should definitely listen to it.
Because
this one is just a love and gratitude to season two guests.
And some nonsense, because we can't have one episode without some sort of nonsense in it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Again, just reiterating of being like, we're so glad everyone was able to join us for season two. We hope everyone really enjoyed it. We're always open to feedback, or if people have anything they would like to come on the podcast to talk about, we're always open to that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we hope you guys will stick around for an update on what's going on in our lives coming up in the next episode.
Yes, and comment or DM us, what was your favorite episode of season two?
Or just your favorite moment. Doesn't even need to be a specific episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. But where can they find us?
Oh my goodness. You can find us on anywhere where you listen to your podcasts. I'm talking Google. I'm talking Apple. I'm talking our website. And Spotify.
Yeah.
Pocket podcasts.
Pocket podcasts.
Yeah. And you also can subscribe.
Like, share.
Comment. Yes. Rate.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's rated us.
Pass them stars.
We like stars.
Love stars. Love five of them. See what I did there?
I did. You were just like, I expect 5 stars. Thank you. Thank you. This is a 5-star establishment. But yeah, so please check us out if you're new. I can't imagine this is a fun episode to come in on, but it's just being like, what is this? But yeah, so as always, a joy, and we'll see you next time.
See you later.
Namoltis.